last time we discussed whether the din of Kesem Pachos Mikigris Ve'od is a standard Tliya, or is it a unique carve-out that Chazal were never go there on a Kesem Pachos Mikigris, even in the absence of a Macholes Lefanenu. And the classic Nafkamina that was focused last time is Macholes Tanaim in the case of Lo Harga, the other right to be Tola on a Gris, even if you weren't a Macholes murderer, or in the situation discussed by the later Achonim, Macholes Vanenu, if the size of our Macholes are smaller than the Macholes of your, and even if you were to kill a Macholes, it wouldn't yield the size of blood equivalent to a Gris, you still have the right to be Tola. And again, the Hafra Poskim and that question is yes. So now let's talk about some other halachas that we have within the details of Pachos Mikigris that may also be Nafkamina in this question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his comment here to Se'if Hey, quotes from the Rive in Bali Nefesh. The Rive in Bali Nefesh is the very end of Sha'ar Tzamim. Akiva Eiger quotes, "Demarish Shachar Tzmeya Af Pachos Mikigris." According to the Ravid, if a woman sees a kesem that is black, even if it's less than a gris, she is tameya. There's no kulach tumim on a kesem that is black. Now, normally speaking, in Hilchos Maros, as we'll see, a black mara is problematic because the Gemara tells us that we are choshesh, at least, that it was originally red and it turned black, it was laka. So black is a problematic mara. But the Ravid says, if you have a kesem pachos mikigris that is black, you have no right to be mako, presumably because a macholes wouldn't yield any black. If you were to have killed a macholes, had there been a macholes that was the source of this dam, the dam would be red and not black. Now the Jewish Malami Lahoel, the Dov Tzvi Hoffman, Kaili Beis Simon Samach Vav, Kaili Beis Simon Samach Vav, was asked, why is that so pasha? Why do you assume, just like in general, the reason that we're mafmer in Maros that Maros Shachar is Tamei, because maybe it started out as red, so maybe the dam, maybe the kesem pachos mikigris that's black also started out as red and turned black. So he writes that experience shows that if you have a macholos shalrosh, which we discussed last time, is the macholos only macholos shalrosh, is it another macholos as well? Is the Iri and Dafya test of the Kuliyam with that a machlokas? But the Milam of the has there that a machol sharosh experience shows that if you crush it, it doesn't change color. So if you have a da machol, it's not going to change from red to black. So if you see black, it's highly unlikely that the source of that would be a macholus. And he speculates that even though he doesn't have the evidence, maybe that's true by other macholuses and other bugs as well, that if they produce a red spot upon crushing them, that red is not going to turn black, and that's the basis of the Rive's position, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger here quotes in a goes on Sofan Aruch Lehalacha. Sidrei Tara writes, both in Sifkatan Aleph and in Sifkatan Yud, Sidrei Tara, Sifkatan Aleph, and Sifkatan Yud, that this presumably should be dependent on our original question. If there was never a Gzeirah Tzamim on a Kesem Pachos Mikigris at all, so then there should be no distinction between a red Kesem and a black Kesem. If it was an absolute carve-out, independent of your ability to be told it on a Macholes, but even if Lo Harga, even if it's a Macholes Zanenu, even if you're being told on a Gris that's larger than Macholes Zanenu, if there is a blanket carve-out that there's no Gzeirah Tzamim on Pachos Mikigris, so it shouldn't make a difference whether it's black or red. And that would explain why most Rishonim do not have this din of the Ravid. The Ravid is the Nari Dishmaisa, such halacha, but the other Rishonim, there's no evidence on the Rishonim that Kesa and Tosfos Mikigris that's black is any different than a Kesa and Tosfos Mikigris that's red. Yes. Right. You're saying it doesn't really fit on the Lashitasa. Okay, I hear. So, unless you're saying that if you want to say this in the Rive Lashitasa, it doesn't necessarily fit, because the Rive himself told that you could be tola on a grif demakom wherever you are. So that sounds like it's not necessarily dependent on, not an absolute carve out that was established based on the grif that's not a hem, and that doesn't fit with this discussion. Okay, as Rabbi Wilgoy says, the fact that a given rishon doesn't fit into the lishitasa doesn't mean that an act of the lishitasa in theory. Okay. Good. The Sidri Kar himself, he says it should be dependent on this, and the other Rishonim that have no such halacha presumably would assume that it's a blanket carve-out, and therefore, even if it's black, and even if it's not attributable to a macholas, you still can be neko. The Sidri Kar himself, who is machmir on the other shayla, is noted to be machmir here as well, that you only have the right to be neko if there's an actual tliya possibility. So just like the Sidri Kar himself is machmir on pasuk mikigris v'ade b'besara, which was an achlokit we started with from Leeger and the Taras HaShlamim. So just like he's machmir on pasuk mikigris at v'ade b'besara, he's also machmir a note to the this shayla like the Rebbe Kiveger, like the Ravid, of a kesem that's black pasuk mikigris. The Moshe writes, Chela Gimel Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mendez O Salad. Chela Gimel Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mendez O Salad. That the Sidri Tar himself acknowledges that if you're in a city that has paroshim, that has flies or bedbugs that are black, so then even the Sidri Tar would acknowledge that you could be nakel on a kesem pachos mikigris that's black, because there you do have a ready tliya. You have black bugs that could have produced such a black state. And Ramosha also speculates, this is a broader question, Ramosha also speculates that maybe the Ravid himself is closed there, because the Ravid did not include this din in his Hasagas on the Rambam. So I've never done a study. I would imagine that if you count up all the Shitas Ravid that we have in all of Kitzvei Ravid, you'll find a probably more shitas harayved in the collection of kifei harayved than total hasagas harayved on the Rambam b'chlal. So how much of a harayved is, I'm not sure, but that's where Moshe hypothesizes. Yeah. Right. On the way earlier, I was thinking that I remembered him saying that in his intro to Rishonim class, but I didn't have a 100% recollection of something to quote, so I assume you heard from him more recently than I did. Oh yeah, okay. So I'm pretty sure that he said that in the Rishonim class. I remember that, but it wasn't an active enough memory to quote it. Okay. Yeah, probably want to say something. Okay, Baruch Shikivanto. Okay. Any other Mechkar observations are welcome before we go on. So that's been Moshe's hashar, but take it or leave it, Moshe points out that Lamaisa, even the Sidri Tara, and even the Machmirim would acknowledge that if you're in a place where there are black bugs that could emit a black kesem, then you can be told on a kesem shaka. Lahalacha, Badi Yashulchan writes in Sifkat and Mem Zayin, that if you're in a place where there are no black bugs, then, or bugs that would emit a black stain if you crush them, then you should be machmir like the Ravid. And the Sefer Chos Nisman on page 70, he quotes a maisa from the Debrecina Rav, who was spending the summer in the Catskills together with the Abdezin of Papa, with Yosef Greenwald, who wrote a Sefer Vayan Yosef. And the Papa Abdezin once closed his Gemara, and there was a cockroach in the Gemara when he closed it that he wasn't aware of, and when he opened up the Gemara he found a black stain on the Gemara. So the Papa Rav remarked that if you see a kesem shachar or tachas mikigris in the Catskills, then you definitely could be neko l'choladeh. Okay. The Sidri Tar also discusses, Pipkei Tshuva quotes this in Sifkat and Tes, take a look if you have the Pisa Shuv in front of you. About halfway through Sifkat and Tes. Just as a request for the newcomers to the Chabura, it's helpful if you have a Gemara in Shulchan Aruch in front of you on a regular basis. If you prefer having one on your screen to the old-fashioned kind, that's fine, but we'll be looking at Gemara in Shulchan Aruch enough inside that it's today to have in front of you. So the Sidrei Torah in Sifkat and Tess, the Pesach Yom in Sifkat and Tess, but halfway down, close to Sidrei Torah. I'm the Sidrei Torah, so Sifkat and Samach Aleph, Shagam Huzal Chakar Bezeh, Im Adam Nitzvar B'machem Echad. So let's say you have a accumulation of Dan in one place. They have a thick Kesem. So the appearance of the Kesem, Vasher Husham, is less than a grit. But if you were to spread the Dan out in a more even way, then it would spread itself over an area Yoter Mikigrit. So you write, Ein Misharin Im Kamo Shehu Ata, Shukachos Mikigrit. That's the Shiloh the entire raises. If you have a thick kesem, do you view it as the size of Asher Hasham, or do you have to pretend that it was spread out in the normal thickness of dam? The kaf of dinir lo, the ain under tzvitim l'shar rach kamos shabalafanenu, that you only have to evaluate it based on the way it appears, but in ipka. In the opposite direction, let's say it started less than a grit, and then it was in the spashid, and now it's more than a grit. The kachem is a chacham and below plug. Miyish lomar da kol si rosh dinei amora im adam sabr b'makom echad harbe dainin and lei. The Torah says that basically it's a low plug, even though in theory you might have argued that you should evaluate the dam based on the quantity of dam that normally you would spread out over a grid as opposed to the actual presentation. He says that it's a low plug. The Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows in Oth Lamed Aleph. The dot. She'ain chiluk v'shiurim elu kigrit v'tormus v'ain takesim hudak v'kamuso o abu kamuso. It doesn't make a difference what the thickness of the kesim is. V'af shalafi asvara kishuhu dak nispashe yoser v'lo ken kishuhu abu kamuso. So in svara you would assume that if it's thinner it's going to be nispashe more. V'kal maka lo ninu kukam d'vein l'shiurim v'kol shiurei chazal ken hu. You could have said that this question of Kesemav is dependent on the same issue as to whether the exclusion of Pachos Mikigris is a blanket exclusion or is it only based on the Kli of the Machola, such that if the thickness of the Kesem indicates that it's more blood than could have been produced by a Shir Machola, then you'd have to be Machmir. But it sounds like the Sidri Tari of HaShulchan say, even so, in this case, it is still a low plug. Even the Sidri Tari is Machmir, the other Shilohs of the Kesem Shachor and Talchas Mishmir with the Sora, here he's Mako, essentially, he says low plug, the Aruch HaShulchan says low ninish divrei mashirim, and this is essentially the same point, that in some situations, you just have to operate with a low plug. I'm sorry? They're both Lakula. The Sidri Tara, ultimately, so the Sidri Tara is Machmir in that case, that she's Tmeya, where based on the current Tifasa. So the Sidri Tara says in both directions, you look at whatever is in front of you because of a low plug, and I presume the Aruch HaShulchan would say the same thing because that's part of the loan in the famous year, and you have to look at what the presentation is in front of you. Okay. Chochmas Adam talks about the following case. Kval Tufyu Gimel Oth Kaptes, Tufyu Gimel Oth Kaptes. Let's say you had a Kaptes, And then, before you're able to measure the kesem got lost. So you don't know whether there was a kesem. You don't know whether it was pachos mikigris or yosem mikigris. And now you have no ability to answer that mitziyah question. So the kesem got lost, and you can't evaluate. So you have to be machmir. Can you be naked? So the Chacham Chazon writes, that's a classic case of Sveika Durabanan with Kula. He asked the Varer, the whole din of summon is only Midurabanan, a Safek Durabanan with Kula, and you have the right to Dineko and assume that it was Chacham Mikidrit. That's the stock of the Chacham Chazon. Vadi Yashochan on page Kufnun Zayin in the Beyurim. Kufnun Zayin, the Urim about Yishofan, says, nope, maybe you have to be machmir, not like the Chachma Chazam, because the din, when it comes to Tlios, is that you can only invoke a Tlia where you have a definitive cause for the Tlia. If you are Overis, the Shukshel Tabachin, then you could be Tov of the Dam on the Shukshel Tabachin, but if you don't remember, if you were Overis Veshoshel Tabachim, you might have been sleepwalking, might not have been, then you have no right to be Tola unless you have a definitive idea that the source of the Tliya existed. So Rabbi Shulchan says that if you have a suffix, whether the Kasim of Tachos Mikigris or Yosef Mikigris, and you lost the Kasim, you can't be Nako, because by Tliya, you have no right to be Tola where there's a suffix. So Rabbi Kart says on page 57, no, that we assume, as we've been discussing till now, the consensus of Poskim is that when it comes to a Kesem Tosfos Tigris, we view that as an absolute carve-out, not a standard Tliya. So if it's a carve-out, that Chachamur never goes there on a Kesem Tosfos Tigris, independent of whether there's a Macholos or not, so then it's not a classic Tliya, and you go back to the standard rules of Safek, and Safek Rabbanan Lekula. Divrei Malkiel has a tshuva where he's making on this as well. The Lam Jerav, Divrei Malkiel, Chela Dalet, Simen Samasayin, Chela Dalet, Simen Samasayin, that in this case, where the Kesem is lost, and you can't be Meshar whether it's Safek Mikigris or Riosim Mikigris, he's the Horus, the Sveik of the Rabbanan, plus he has a Kaskasara. That it's better than regular Sveik of the Rabbanan Lekula, because Hamedisha al Kaskasa. Well, the Baal HaShulchan was Mahmir on the Black Hesem, and he... Correct. So well, he assumes away in terms of the black hat, and he assumes away in terms of Safek. He at least gives a credence to the position. I don't think he's actually Machmir Lemaisa on Macholes, Prophet Macholes is Nanenu. He doesn't go that far. Wait, that's what I was saying, that he would be Nagel even if it's Papos me Macholos is Nanenu. Right. 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 Correct. And that's what Rabbi Karp's objection is. Correct. The final area where this frame or question of how we view Tosafot Nisi Gris is relevant, or may be relevant, has to do with the question of Tigris v'al Bissar. So that's a machlokas Rishonim. Are you Mako on a test on Tosafot Nisi Gris al Bissar? So just to start at the end, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Tivav, the Mechaber writes, Hada be'inan shi'ura bein b'kesem aninsa al chaluka bein b'kesem aninsa al bisara. The need for a shi'ur is true both for a kesem on a beged and for a kesem on her body. Yesh omrim shelo amru ela b'kesem aninsa al chaluka aval kesem aninsa al bisara bilvad b'mekomos shechoshishim lehen ein lo shi'ur. But if you find the kesem al bisara in a place where that dam could have come migufa, so then she's going to be tameya even tachos mikigris. So this yesh omer in Shulchan Aruch is the position of Rambam. We quoted this Rambam last time for a different reason. The Rambam is parakas halacha vav yikredia. Ma ben kesem animsa al bisara la kesem animsa al bigada al bigda. Ta kesem animsa al bisara eimo shir. La nimsa al beged eino netame achi yaki gris takilki vechula. The difference is that a kesem al bisara has no shir. Kesem al bisara is going to be tameya even pachos ni tigris. And the right that is nasig ein zem bechuber. Shal Rabbi Yirmi al Kesem Shevi Bisara Tipin Tipin Mahu. Then Elo Shir Ma Shal. So the Rav says, it can't be that you don't need a Shir, because otherwise, how do you understand the Shal of Rabbi Yirmi on Dachman Tashman Al? Take a look at the Gemara on Dachman Tashman Al. By Rav Yirmiya, Kishir Mahu, says Rashi, Kishir Ritsua B'Igel Kitamit. If you have dam that appears as a strip in the shape of a circle, like a bracelet, Kishur Mahu, what if it's in a line? Tipin Tipin Mahu, what's the din if they are Tipin Tipin? So the Ravid understood, as we'll come back to in a few moments, the Ravid understood that the Gemara Shaila of Tipin Tipin Mahu is a Shaila of Tira. If you have dots of Dam al Bisara, can they be Misarif to a Shear, to a Shear Grip? It says, must be that you need a shear even al bisara. Okay, so how to understand that question and the ensuing mafalkin kishon and what the shalot tipin in the Rav Yirmiya is, we'll come back to in a few moments. But for starters, you have over here mafalkin Ram and Ravid, is the shear tigris and the exclusion of pachas tigris relevant for a kesem al bisara as well? So Rov Rishonim assume like the Achagas arrived here. What is the basis of Sita Tarambam? If you look in our Dos Maimini of Os Aleph, he says Ramban is like the Rivet that you need a Shir Gris. So Beinu Simcha Tosa Kedive Matada, Beinu Simcha is like the Rambam. Shafilu Pachos Mikaim Kargol Tmeya. Shakol Haguf Kibadu Kul Eitel Dam Achola. That it's assumed that there's not going to be a macholef that appears that's going to create blood al-bisara, it's considered that it's Badug Eifel Damachola. So there's no legitimate Kalia, or no legitimate attribution that Damachola is going to appear Al Bistala. That's what we understand. The Gemara in the Chasam of Days that if you have a Shaila Safik Al Basara, so Al Basara has to go Lechomo because you don't have the likelihood or the reasonable attribution that you would have Dam Acholos Al Basara. It's considered Baduk Eitzel Eitzel Dam Macholos. Now the Mishnah seems to say something else in the Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ravid Tatsaga, and he says, Eizu Kusha. So the Ravid Kasha from Tifin Tifin, Magen Mishnah says, this is not such a problem. The Rav Yirmiya Lav L'Itzarufik Abay. The Rav Yirmiya Shaila was not about Tira. El Elomar Im Tzurasa Mochasa Salayan She'en Amigufa. The Shaila was, we'll see other Rishonim stay along these lines. The Shaila was, In the formation. Now, do you say that if you have a formation of Tifin Tifin, that's an indication that it's not Migufa? The Imigufa who lo havaleu ashukhinu chiyagap. So do you say, in a Hanavi, if you have a regular Kasam al Basara, Tafas Mishigiris, even Tifa Fardal, so then you have to be Nafir, there's no cool of sum. But if you have multiple, not a function of a quantity, but if you have multiple dots in this formation of Tifin Tifin, maybe that's an indication that it's not Migufa, because if it was Migufa, you'd expect the Dam to be contiguous. You'd expect the Dam to appear in a certain way that is distinct from the appearance of Tifin Tifin. Odim Aloshna. Okay, so that's the Magen Mishnah says how the Rambam understood the Shaila of Tifin Tifin. Okay, I'll let you say this as well. The same pirshim in the mefarshim by Yizu, mishum the kashaluhu, ila inyan yitzarufe, braisahu b'sofa parek, kesem arach mitzarei, tipin tipin e mitzarkes. And the reason the Rambam and the Gemara that way is all the Rishonim have to deal with this problem, and they deal with it in different ways. But if you look at the Gemara, the very end of the parek, the bottom and pesem and aleph, the Gemara there says, tipin tipin e mitzarkes. So I'm in the custom of the Alas of Yirmiyah has a buy, whether it's Tifin Tifin, what's the din of Tifin Tifin? The Gemara in the test says Tifin Tifin A Misarfis. So the Magen Mishnah says for the Rambam, Daf in the test is talking about Tira. And Tifin Tifin are not Misarfis. Daf in the test is talking about the formation. So then you have a Shaila, whether the formation would indicate that the Dam is not Mi Gufa, Mi Bisara. Nagamisha explains in the Etzem Shita Sarambam, that's how the Rambam gets out of the Raivit Kasha from Pitin Pitin. The Nagamisha says, the Sabra Benu, the Kol Pachos Nikishir Safeku Im Dam Acholas Im Lav. So in general, anytime you have Pachos Nikigris, it's a suffix whether it's Dam Acholas or not. And Chazal tell you, because of that suffix, you have the right to be Mekel and assume that it's Dam Acholas, and there's no Derech Tamim. However, that's only true Migufa. So the Kvali HaSafek, that's only true Al Begadeha. The Kvali HaSafek for Beged are different than the Kvali HaSafek for the Sarah. So the Haggadot Maimon is quoted that Kol Haguf Tibadaku Eitel Dama Choles, that it's presumed that you're not going to find a Macholes or Dama Choles Al Gufa, and that's why there's no Kula Sam Pachas Mitigris. The Magamisha says that Safik al Bisara is Tame, and therefore Kali and Safik are different for Bisara than for Bigadeth. So that's fundamentally different than the Hagos Maimonides. If you look in the Chavis Das, Chavis Das is Katan Vav. I think the Chavis Das will highlight that a little bit more strongly. So, take a look at Chavis Das and Katan Vav. Al Bisar Bilvad, Nira Dehu Adin, Al Bisar of Yal Chaluka, Dismeya Bekol Shuva Aranda. So according to the Rambam, we just established that if you have a Kesem Pachos Nikigris Al Bisara, you're going to be Tameya. Let's say you have a Kesem that's both Al Bisara and An Chaluka. So if it was only An Chaluka, you have the right to be Nekel. But the fact that it's now Al Bisara changed anything. So he says, yeah, near according to the Rambam, it doesn't help you. The fact that you have a Kesem Al Bigadeha doesn't help you with Al Bisara. Now, the Sarah is still a different din, that you don't have the right to be called in Pachos Nikigris. Because you can't, well, okay. Zariah Me'ataz, the Kaman, the Kazan Kavdal, the Kasav, in Nimsa, Damal, a Yarech, Eel, the Tame, Azul, the Mitame, the Kalshahu, after Shah Nimsa, Damal, a Eid. So he says, this is reflected in the Taz, the Kazan Kavdal, we're talking about a case where you have Dam that appears both on her thought and on an Eid. Even though on the aid alone you could have been Mako because that Pachos Nikigris, the fact that it appears Ala Yareh, Pachos Nikigris, you have to be Machmanah because that's the din of the Sarah according to the Rambam. The Ode, the Ha Hatan Dibin Sarah, Kasav Rashba, Kevan Dibin Sarah Ishtakach, Umi Bisara Kachazia, Raglai Mudava. And Kay, Mabakash Dinim Sagam Al Chaluka. That since you found the Dam Al Bisara, so that's Raglai and Ledovar, that it came the Gufa. If that's the case, there's no reason to be Michalik. The fact that you found it Al Bidadeh as well doesn't help if it's partially Al Bisara. So when he quotes from this Rashba is that if you see dam al besara, so that's an indication that it came, that the raglayim was over, that it came the gufa. The Mereshit Moshe thinks that this is more in line with what the Magnitsa thinks. That, so that goes my idea. The point is that if you have dam al besara, so the besara is bother gets a machalos. It's not attributable to a machalos. The emphasis of the Magnitsa may be, and this is what the Chavis asked one from the Rashba, that if it's al besara, so then cheskasa migufa. The presumption is that if you see dam al besara, then the source is going to be internal. The Mereshit Moshe thinks maybe Naftamina would be a comment of the Yishuv Eger. Yishuv Eger writes, on Sifra, according to Sifra Samosha, Baharga Macholef Gam Laharambam Bevadai Be'ina and Shir Kigrisvo Gedami Lamakash of the Gufa. So let's say you find a kesem al besara, but harga macholah. So you found a kesem, but you know that you killed a macholah. So the Tiferes Moshe says, going to the Rambam, but then you could be made with the tzatzas mitzvah, because you have a ready attribution to the macholah. And Kivager says, when he asaiti tzarach iyam levina. Mereshit Moshe suggests, Simon Pei Dalid, maybe that's probably under question. According to the Ghost Maimon, is the exclusion, or the reason that the Kesem al besara process needs to exist for the Rambam doesn't make a difference, is that the besara is bar de to macholas. So there's no possible attribution to macholas at any point. But if Lamaisa a harga macholas, so you can't say it's bar de to macholas, there's macholas there. So then you go back to the standard kula pachas mitzvah. But if the point is that there's a presumption, if you see dam al besara, that it came to gufa, not the chreyas, but it could be, even if you kill the macholas, that doesn't change the equation that the muflokas of any dam al besara is mi gufa. So again, the Ravid understood that the Shaila of Yirmi and Daphne Fesaman of Tipin was a Shaila of Hitzarfus, and that's the Ravid's Raya that even Prophet Nikigris al Besara is going to be Tahora. Yeah. The Chavasas is quoting that line of the Rashba that sounds like the Chumra, the Malkum Safik of Al-Besara, is because that's attributable to Dami Gufa. So he says that in the context of whether, according to the Rambam, if you have a Kesem Al-Chalukah and a Kesem Al-Besara, is a possibility of being made to a Pachas Mitzvah? He says no. And Mereshit Moshe says that theme may inform the Magen Mishnah as well, and he presents that as possible machlokes within the time of Rambam with the possible nafnina of this is Vega and Tiferes Moshe, the situation where harga macholas al besara. Okay, so again, the Ravid understood that Rav Yirmi of Shaila and Chesem and Aleph and Tipin is a Shaila with the Tzarfus, and that's why he holds that there is a kula of pasos mitigris even for a kesem al disara. Okay. Kedushay Aran, Menzayin Amadeus, writes as follows. he also assumes that you need a shear for a Kesan Abhisara. And he has the following right. Al-Bisara Migufa Asa Dime Alma Chaluki by Leishtakuhe. That's the Gemara's outline that if you find a Kesan Abhisara, then the presumption is that it came Migufa, because if it came from some other source, you would expect to find it on the clothing, not Al-Bisara. If the woman is dressed and there's nothing on the clothing, but you find something on the Sara, so where else did it come from if not internal? Okay. So midiyave taima, the fact that the Gemara gives that reason of ime alma al chaluka ibailu shakunse, that if it came, may alma you'd expect to see the dam on her clothing. Mashma dafil al bisara ainat mei tigris. So that line is mashma, that even if you find dam al bisara, you still need a shear grit. What's the raya? Yilo tema hachi hechi aminan dimi gufa asa yime yama asa al chaluki b'ayli l'shakukai. If it's the case, like the Rambam, that even Pachos Mishigris al-Bisara is going to be Tumeya. So how does the Gemara say it must be if you see a Kesem al-Bisara came Migufa, because if it came from some external source you'd expect to find it on the clothing. V'ha'efshar she'yirtzefa macholos v'Bisara. Maybe there was a macholos that attached itself to her body and it was crushed. Alavade mashma dafilu bibisara kohecha deleka bikigris v'od kalinan demacholes utahara. So it must be that even if you see a kesem al bisara, as long as it's not a sheer gris, you could be toles demacholes. But if you couldn't be toles demacholes to tochas bikigris, what does the Gemara mean when it says that obviously the dam came from some external source, because if it was internal, obviously the dam came internally, because if it was some external source, you'd expect to see it on the bag, and maybe not. Maybe you could have a macholes, and you would expect to see it on the bag, because the macholes attached itself to her body. That's the Rand Raya, that you need a sheer kigris, even al bisar. If you look in the Torah Hashlam in Sefatan Tess, he asked this, the Torah Hashlam did not have the Kiddushi Aran, wasn't printed yet, but he asked this basically as a kasha on the Rambam. That this Raya of the Ran, the Torah Hashlam asked as a kasha on the Rambam. Is it a question of Nitzir? I mean, the way that Ron asked it, it sounds like he's assuming that Davar Pasha, that could happen. And why wouldn't you limit the office to that possibility? That's the Chiddush Eran. So let's go back and look at the Gemara here again on the Sefer Medallah. So the Gemara of the Shaila, the Yirmiyah of the Shaila of Kishir, Kishura, Tithin, Tithin. And we quoted the Magen Mishnah, who said that the reason the Rambam understood Tithin, Tithin not as having to do with the Sarfus, but it's having to do with the presentation, and maybe if it appears in a certain shape, it'll look like, maybe that's an implication that it came from some external source, because if it came to Gufa, you wouldn't expect that presentation. And like she said, the Freya for the Rambam was the Gemara in the Sefer Aleph, where the Gemara says, without any taila, that keep in are not nistarka. The Tosus here is barred by the same kasha. Tosus diber maskil kishura mahu. Omri dahainu tipin tipin. So what's the first side of the Gemara? The first side of Yirmiyah is kishura. What's the case of kishura? As it says, it's tipin tipin. If you have dots in a line. Because if it's a straight line, that's the next shayla, or the one of the next shaylas of Risua. So it must be that Kishura means you have dots in a line. The tipin tipin, so then what's tipin tipin? If Shura is dots. Tipin tipin, hainun, or buzzin, that they're mixed together. The ain't a lokishir, but lokishir, it's not in any discernible shape. Fine. V'had amr l'kaman tipin tipin eim etzarfin. So what are you going to do with the Gemara Dafnin Taf that says tipin tipin eim etzarfin? Hainu ala bege. That's talking about tipin tipin on a bege. On a bege, if you have that, the Dafnin Taf is here grist, and you have the right to be nagel on each side independently, as long as it's left in the grist. The hachamari al bisara. And here we're talking about al bisara. Here there's a shayla, what's the din of tipin tipin? You have that in some haphazard shape, what's their din? Yesh yoser litlos v'dam acholes al habeged li al besara. Because there's more reason to be told of the dam acholes on a beged than there is al besara. So on a beged, definitely a misarfin, even if the sum total of all the people is yoser mikigris, you can still be totally each independent tipa as an independent macholas and be naked. So yoser yesh lilos v'dam macholas al abegeh al besara. But you can't be told to that extent al besara. What does that mean? You can't yoser yesh lilos v'dam macholas al abegeh al besara. What about besara? So you can't be told at all, or you can't be told to the same extent. A funny formulation. Yosef Litlos, the Dama Foles, Alabeged, Ne Al Bisara. So can you ever be told Al Bisara, the Dama Foles? So that seems to be a machlokas, how to understand my line in Tosafot. If you look in the Rush in Siman Beis appears to understand in Tosafot that you can never be told Al Bisar Bidam Akola. Take a look at the Rosh in the days. Fire Biyamiya, Kishura Mahu, Tipin Tipin Mahu. So he says, Kishura is Tipin Asui Kishura, I tell us. But otherwise, that's a Risua. Tipin Tipin is Kishinoi. Yila Pafi Lama Yeshisab is the Tipin. Rashbam Pire is Kishura. Hayinu harbe shiro kazet. So he has parallel lines. And the standard printing of the Rush, there's just a picture of three lines. I don't know why in this Gemara they have like three Dan arrows. Okay. The tipin tipin, ika lefushe asuyin kishura o kishir. The Rashbam understood Kishura is multiple lines, and Tipin Tipin is a single line. Fine. V'hadar mina b'shili pirkin Tipin Tipin eim etzarfin hainu ala bagay. V'zol snuki b'chol tipa v'tipa v'dam achol. So that shal and daf, the Gemara is talking in daf and taf that Tipin Tipin eim etzarfin, that's ala bagay. We have the right to assume that each one is based on an independent achol. Hava al-besara lo shalina b'dam achol. But al besar, you can't be told the dam acholas. Ela de misapkinan the kishir the kishura the tipin tipin mishum dinafel meyosemakam lo aviz dinafli ki agaf. The reason there's a shayla and dafnun ches of Rabbi Yirmiyah is that in general you can never be told of the Macholas if it's al basara. However, here, like we saw in the Magadishna, if it's in a funny formation, so maybe that's an indication that it did not come be gufa. If it can be gufa, you'd expect to see a more normal presentation. So the Rosh understood, and presumably this is his read back in Tosos, that you can never be told al basara b'dam acholas. So when Tosos wrote, Yish yoser witlof b'dam acholas al adeg and al basara, he didn't mean that sometimes you could be told al basara. I mean, you can never be told al basara. So the Rosh also understood that the style of tipin in our Gemara and Daf and Tes isn't about the tziras. It's whether you can assume that that dam came me'alma because of the presentation. But if it came migufa, so then there wouldn't be any style. And then it's pashut that even pachos migrit is tamek. And that's how the Beit Yosef understands the shitas Rosh. Divrei Chamudos El Tesvav understood Tosos differently. Divrei Chamudos says within Tosos, no. Even the Bisara, there is a possibility in principle of being called B'dam Macholas. So when Tosos says Yosha Lilos, it means there is a situation where, at least in theory, in principle, you could be Tola Al Bisara B'dam Macholas. But where you'd have to be tola in multiple macholoses, that's unreasonable. So in a case of tipin, in theory, you could be tola a single test on the dam macholos. But in the case of tipin, in order to be tola, that would need to say that there were multiple macholoses that showed up al basara, and that's unreasonable for tola. Again, according to the Rosh seems to have understood, and that presumably is how we would have understood also, that there's never a possibility of Tliya b'macholas al basara, and the Divrei Chamudos understood in Tosos that no, if it's a single testa, maybe there could be, but if it's multiple tefin, then not, because that's highly unreasonable to assume that there'd be multiple macholases al gufa. In Sukkot and Yud assumes that Tosus is like the Rambam, that you can't be Tola the Besara at all. That's the Shach in Sukkot and Yud. And that's what Shach assumes the Halacha, Lachoma like the Rambam, that even though it's a Sami, a Shem, and Shachan Aruch, the Shach assumes that the Rambam's position is the Halacha. And with the NESIT, he writes, Ein Lahakel Klaus. Torah Tashlom is the Tzatz and Tzatz argues on the Shach, both in his understanding of Tosos, and Lahalacha. So Torah Tashlom assumes that Lahalacha you can be make of Apachos Mikigris al Bisara. Just to round out the picture we've shown him, there's a little bit of a different formulation in the Rashba. I'll read it from the Chidushim and Daf on Yerchasim and Aleph. It's also in the Taras Abayas and Yerchasim and Beis. So the Chidushim here on Yerchasim and Aleph. He assumes that the shaila of Keshura isn't about Hisarfus, but it's about tipin that are larger than a grit. The linira, the hacha b'tipin gedolim, the yesh be'acha mehem tigrit ba'od. They were talking about big tipin, where the tefillin are larger, at least one of the tefillin is larger than a kiddush. The lo kami ba'ilan ella im tzirasa mochaka talayan she'ena migufa v'migufa lo havelan l'matzan kihagav. The kaman mi ba'ilan in mitzarta. So the Shailan Dachman test, the Gemara says, Ein Mitzarfen. That's what they heard in me. Be boy. I don't think it's not be boy. He's referring to the Gemara in the past where it's postulated. I'm not sure why he uses the term be boy. He's saying that the Gemara in the past is talking about Tira, and the Gemara on the past is talking about whether the, like we saw in the Magen Mishnah and the Ran, the issue is one of presentation, but his formulation it's not the presentation of tefillin per se, but it's the size of the tefillin. That if you have large tefillin, somehow that's more of an indication that it's not migufa, because if it was migufa, you wouldn't expect to see it in tefillin. So maybe what he means is that if there's small tefillin, maybe there's more of a likelihood that it came migufa, because if it's a very light re'ia, then maybe the dam could have that appearance of some dam. But if it's a flow, if it's larger volume of dam coming out, then you wouldn't expect to see it in tefillin. You expect to see a single unit of that. Maybe that's it. Maresh also points out that just in the context of Gemara, the indication like those who showed him that we're not asking about Tirif, not like the Ravid, is just the Zavar Lami Minyana. The other side of the Gemara is Kishirimau, Kirtua. Those are not about Tzirif, those are about presentation. So, for those Rishonim that understand the Shailah is about the presentation, that fits because that's the context of all of the Yirmiyah's other Shailahs. The other Shailahs were clearly about presentation, not about Tzirif, and it would make more sense, perhaps, that the Shailah of Tzirif is about Tzirif. It's not about Tzirif either, but about the presentation as well. Okay, so again, Lamaisa, we saw it 2 days in Shulchan Aruch Sami Yeshomim. The Shach passing the Chomer like the Rambam that there's no possibility of being naked or Pachos Mikigris al Besara. Sidrei Tara and the Torah Hashlamim dispute the Shach's understanding of Tosos. Sidrei Tara is Shepkat in Yibbeis, Torah Hashlamim is Shepkat on Shepkat in Tes. Ramosha in his Tshuva to Rabbi Eider, Oth Zion, writes that the minog is to be nako, that you could be nako al pachos mi tigris al pachos mi tigris al bisara. So writes Rav Avadya, pages shin ayin hay to shin ayin zayin. Rav Avadya points out kedarka sam yishomim shachan aruch. So sam yishomim alach kisam. Rabbi Karp reports on page 72 that Rav Yashiv is Mako on this as well. Rav Uzner, Shiri Shevet Alevi, consistent with his orientation that we quoted before, is giving some credence to the Machmir, the Tachos of the Yosef Mashir Machos is Manenu, thinks that, yeah, you could be Mako for Al-Bisar Fafasiki Gris, but only with a Shir Gris, Shir Macholus is Manena. So if you have whatever the Shir Macholus is Manena was, 4 or 6 millimeter diameter, or if it's crushed, maybe a little bit more, but he thinks that you could only be Mako up to the Shir Gris After the she addressed, this money. Because, in general, he's a little bit uncomfortable with the NACO, with our standards here, sheer grist, but he's not willing to go against the Sakamu Kubal. So where there's another reason to be mafia, he seems to be of the orientation that could die with the reason to be master would be that David Thummim wasn't formulated that way, Al Jazeera. It's always a Rambam that there's no cool of Thummim Papas Mikigris, that the karga that Chazal created of Papas Mikigris was only for the Gadim and not for Jazeera. The Sidrei Torah just points out it could be that this machlokas may have something to do with the extent of the low book. The Sidrei Torah told us that in the context of a Kesem Av, there's a low book. So maybe this machlokas about whether we're Mekel and Pasos Mitzigris Al Bisara may have to do with the extent of a low book. Do we say that the low plug extended even al Bisara, where the likelihood of a macholes is minimal? You could say that these are really two different categories, and it's unlikely that we would have extended the low plug that far. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan has another calculus as to why he thinks the Shita Tharabim makes sense. Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Kaf Tes and Sif Lamed, that practically speaking, what does it mean that you're going to be Nako on a Kesem Pasos Mitzigris al Bisara? So what's the theory of why you would be Nako on Pasos Mitzigris is the possibility that on some level that maybe there was a macholos that was crushed al gufa. So number one, if she was lying down in bed and there was a bug or a bed bug or a macholos that got crushed while she was lying down, or she's sitting down and it got crushed when she was sitting down, so it's much more likely that it would have been crushed, or the remains would appear on the sheet or on the beged and not on her body. But he says more than that. Let's play it out. What would it look like if you were Mako on Pachas Mikigris al Bisara? So a woman sees a cast on Pachas Mikigris al Bisara, she has to ask a shayla to the Rav whether it's a sheer grist. So how do you ask a shayla to the Rav? Not like a mar on a beggar that you could bring the beggar to the rug. So what are you showing the rug? So Elowat, he says, you're going to have to estimate yourself. So where do you find that women have the ability to measure things? The Kesem Shal Bisara, hello, lo, yira, fachem Bisara, you're not going to look at her body. He has this additional argument that you can have a clock system that's dependent on showing showing a gris or pocket or mara al basara, kasam al basara, to a rab. Okay, take a look at the shah in Sukkot and Yud Gimel. And the Chavar writes in Sifas, in Ein Bekesem V'Mokom Echad Tigris V'Od Alpha Pishi Yesham Tithin Harbe Smukum Zalazah Ash Im Nitzar Fim Yesh Ben Yosem V'Tigris Tahora Shana Tolan Kol Tipa V'Tipa V'Kina Ashi Hebo Tigris V'Od V'Mokom Echad. So we're talking about a baguette. So you don't have a case of tipin tipin, you don't have a concentration of dam that's a sheer gris. The sum total of all the tipin is a sheer gris v'od, but they're independent tipin. So we're making on that. The Yeshom Rim Dahani Milikish an Imtu al Chaluka. Aval an Imtu al Besara Mitzarfin Likigris v'od. So the first day it says, Tipin Tipin Ein Mitzarfin. The Yesh Omrin, that Tipin Tipin are Mitzarfin. Al Bisara. Again, so it sounds like the first day is that Tipin A Mitzarfin both al Bigadah and al Bisara. The Yesh Omrim, that's only al Bigadeha, but al Bisara they are Mitzarfin. Look at the shaft that's talking to Gimel. Kasa v'levush. V'nira li, afilu l'svaru rishona de le'el, v'zeh pasha. So this yesh omrim, dahani nila kishanimtu al chaluka der ein mitzarfin. Ein mitzarfin means that you could be Mako even if the sum total is more than a gris, as long as each one is less than a gris. But if it's al Bisara, then they are Mitzarfin like a gris though. So Levush says, Afila Svar Rishona. Svar Rishona in Sivav is the Rivid that you need a sheer gris, even al Bisara. So what is the verse saying? Even according to the Ravid, and then to al Bisara Mitzarfin. What about according to the Rambam? Right? There should be two according to the Rambam. Once the Rambam, there's no Tachas Mikigris al Bisara is also going to be coming. So that's what Shach says, and Nira Lee, Daf goes to Rishonah. The whole discussion here is only if you hold like the Rambam. Aval Asara Achrona, believe the Riftanei of a culture. You hold like the Rambam, so there's nothing to talk about. It's going to be coming anyway. There's no Kula Tachas Mikigris al Bisara period. So it only gets off the ground, there's only discussion. According to the Ravid, if there is a sheer gris al Bisara, so then what's the din of tikkun tikkun? So what does the levush mean? I feel the sorry side. The Yeshua Yaakov has that along the lines of those who shown him, he saw that the shaila of tipin tipin was one of presentation. Around the Rashba, the Nagamishna. So maybe even if you hold that there's no shear of Pachas Nigrith al Bisara, but maybe there's still what to talk about by Tifin Tipin, because Tifin Tipin is a different kind of formation. So maybe you could entertain, or you might have said, that even according to the Rambam, given that if the Rambam understood the Shaila Tifin Tipin was one of presentation, so at least it's fast to say that if there are Tifin Tipin, maybe it could be Mekel. That a filu sar rishona in nimsu al b'sari has to be machmir, and definitely according to the Rambam, he has to be machmir. You might have thought that tifin is better because of the presentation, but no. Even according to the Rambam, or according to the Rambam as well, in nimsu al b'sara. We don't say just because there's a different presentation that maybe she's going to be taller. That's the Yeshua Siako's understanding of what the where the reverse might be coming from. No, Lamaisa, right, that's going to sense that you don't need it. Right. Mm-hmm. Rav Avadya quotes on page Shin from a Sefer Tiferes Tzvi that if you have a Mara Yarok, so let's call that the yellow bar for this now, but you have a Mara that is a Mara Tahor, so even though in Hilchos Tzomim you could be Nekel, meaning you have a Kesem that is a maratah. Let me see the Kesem. It's a non-problematic shape. Nevertheless, the women should be Koresh of Nibayla that night to be cautious. Ravovner writes Kalek Hay Simon Kuzlov Sith Days. Kalek Hay Simon Kuzlov Sith Days. Mehanisoyon Lamadati. Kiyesh Maros Apopishanirim Yosir Tahoros. So sometimes you have a Mara Tahor. Nikol Mokum Kedai Lashis Eitza Laisha Lemnoa Yomai Mishalosh Mikatnish Ashi Sparamatzah. So a woman sees a Mara Tahor. And Medina is really Mutaris of Bila, but Kedai to be Porish for, he writes, 2 or 3 days. Because the fact that you have this Mara, even though it's a Mara Tahor, it may be a harbinger of a Mara Tame to come. He harbi pa'am in ma'od ra'iti shamaras eila nefachim bahadraga eflal edomamish felicia targis with it. You could have a Mara Tahor, and then that's going to turn very quickly into a ra'iya. Who believes it's Tavu Elisha? She's not going to realize that now this is a new Shaila, and she's not going to ask, and she's going to think that she's still Torah. Hey, Mafnisim Asim Elisha Kares. The Harbe Nitzalti Bara Aydei Eitzaza. So this, he writes, is a prudent hurrah to be cautious, even if you have a Mara Tahor to be parish. Rabbi Willig's position, which is a slight variation on the theme, is that any time a woman sees a kesem, even if it's a kesem pachos mikigris, which is tahor, she should be a pareshet for 24 hours. Unless there's some kind of a real tliya, like a tliya b'damaka, an authentic tliya, but if it's just the generic kula tsumim, so even the lomi bai, if you have a kesem that's yoter mikigris on a darshan and makabotum or on tivonim, But even if you have a Kesem Pachos Mikigris, which is a minimal Chamas of Dam, but it's still, Rabbi Willa thinks that this is Lidina, not just Neisa Tova, that that could have Nafkamina for Nafkamina for Vestos, potentially. But if a woman sees Dam, even if it's a Kesem Pachos Mikigris, she should be Parashas for 24 hours, because there's a not unlikely possibility that that little bit of dam may be the precursor for a more significant ri'iyah. So it's appropriate to be parish for 24 hours after that ri'iyah sakasem, just to be safe. Okay. Did not get as far as I was hoping to get today. I guess we'll stop here. Next time we'll talk about Eidim HaKavol Tumah and then Tzivonim.